Now will you join me in our call to worship? Who are you? Where have you come from? Why are you here? How do you come before God?
Will you join with me as we read responsibly? Community implies the sharing of concerns. Community implies risking our own security to reach out to others. Community implies responsibility. Community implies understanding. Community implies supporting. Community implies caring, suffering with those who suffer, celebrating with those who celebrate. Our God, forgive us, for we are not always community. And though we seek a fellowship of love, often we experience only our broken, alienated humanity. Reach out to us and touch us with thy forgiveness and thy healing. Restore us to each other that we may again experience community. Our affirmation of forgiveness comes from the book of 2 Corinthians. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation.
Would you join me as we look to our scripture passage today, which comes from 1 Corinthians 12, verses 24 to 27. But God has so composed the body, giving more abundant honor to that member which lacked, that there should be no division in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. And if one member suffers, all members suffer with it. If one member is honored, all members rejoice with it. Now you are Christ's body, and individually members of it.
Today I find myself in a rather familiar place. I don't mean just here in the chapel, not just here physically, but emotionally as well. I find myself in a state of transition, in the process of saying goodbye. In the past 10 years, I have moved 12 times. My existence has been characterized by friends as sort of a hello, goodbye, hello, goodbye. You'd think by this time, after all that practice, I would have the process down pat, but I don't. I still find it difficult. As I've been trying to get in touch with my feelings and getting in touch and make sense of my experience of being in transition, I've been able to get in touch with something that I think might help us as community who live in such a mobile environment where the community never really remains the same from one year to the next. And what I've found is that being able to claim the past and being able to be open to the future enables me to live in the now, whatever that now might be. So what I'd like for us to do for just a couple of minutes is to be able to claim the past, be able to claim what we as community have been to each other, who we have been, and especially who student council has been during the past year. I'd like at this time for the members of the student council that served 1975-76, who are here, would you please stand? Thank you. That's a group of very special people. They're special to you because they've contributed much to you. They're special to me because they've enabled me to better represent you on all levels. There's some people, I can't, you know, speak of each one of those individually, though I'd like to tell you what they've contributed to you, to our life together. But there are some I would like to mention, while mentioning those, not in any way slighting the others. But the first one I'd like to mention is Focus. And Deborah, would you come up? Focus has been a part of the off-campus ministry committee of our student council this year, and they have done a fantastic job. And we'd like to give an opportunity now to express an appreciation to those members of the Focus team.
I think many of the members of Focus are here this morning, and some could not be. But if you have participated with Focus in any way as a student pastor inviting us to your church or as a team member or team lead, I'd like for you to stand at this time. Thank you. I'd like to share a few words of personal reflection and words of appreciation, speaking for Kay Smith and I. We both served as co-chairpersons of this committee. As I think back over the semester and over the years as we organize Focus, I have many people to thank, especially the people who just stood, for the time and effort that they put into it, for the field education office, for the help that Dr. Richardson and especially Mrs. Wren has given us, and also for the very beginning from Woody Cato and Dr. Lolly and others who helped us to get it all started to begin with. Focus really began as a thought that developed into a vision and later into a reality. The thought came this past summer as Kay and I were working together, and it came as an awareness of some needs that we had seen here on campus. We'd recognized the need for a place of service for many students who are not employed in churches on the weekends. We realized this personally and also in talking with other students. We also realized that many of the churches in the area were in need of special emphasis days or weekends or services. And we also felt that the seminary needed some type of outreach ministry beyond the field education pulpit supply and interim position. So from these needs, we mustered the enthusiasm and the determination to see this vision and this thought become a reality. And for it to become a reality, it took other people besides us. In the beginning, we had in mind maybe 10 or 12 people going out two or three times, four or five times a week, semester. As it ended up, we've had a core group of about 40 to 45 people, and we've visited, I guess, 25 to 30 churches in this one semester. So the one thing that has really been in my mind all semester long has been a passage in Ephesians, and that God can do the work within us far more abundantly than we dare ask or dare think. And that has really been my thought, and I'd like to thank the people who have been involved and the real effort that has been put forth. And as I talked with one student last night, I was asking him even at this late date to go on another focus trip. And he said, well, you know I can't go, but I'll go. He said, you know I have papers to do and you know I'm working full time, but it sounds like a real opportunity to minister, and I'll go. And I think that's been the real thrust behind each person's willingness to support focus. So I thank you this morning.
There are others who have contributed much. Brenda Neese is a student welfare committee. We now have a pastoral ministries subcommittee, which Charlene Harton has chaired, which has enabled students to minister more effectively to students. We have had Bob Royal as chairperson of the subcommittee under the off-campus ministry on the world hunger problem, and I'm sure you're familiar of the emphasis that they have given to us to remind us of this need. There's so many others, it would be difficult to name them all. I'd like to personally thank Burt Browning and Karen Bodenheimer. I don't know how Karen has put up with me this year, but she's been a fantastic secretary. And Burt has been very supportive as vice president. In terms of claiming the past, it's not only in terms of recognizing the contributions which people have made to us, the areas in which we have moved forward and reached the goals and objectives that we've had, but it is also claiming the mistakes that we have made, claiming the ways in which we have not met our goals, evaluating why, and moving on from there. And so I would challenge you into a process of evaluation, a process of determining just where we are because of where we have been. One of the things I think which we need as community to become aware of, and which you need as community as you continue to challenge and face openly, is the problem of the lack of responsibility, the lack of realizing that we as individuals do have some kind of control over our destiny wherever we may be, and the willingness to accept that responsibility. There are other areas in which we also need to evaluate, but I leave that to you. I leave that to the council to come as it looks at the past and opens itself to the future. It's very difficult for me to say goodbye, much more so than I realized when I prepared this service. It's probably difficult for many of us who are leaving to leave. And the only word I have is a word of thanks and gratitude. Gratitude that you have indeed been community to me and have given me a chance to serve you. And for that, I am grateful.
I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to serve you in this next year as President Student Coordinating Council. To begin now to look to the future, to next year, I'd like for us to take an opportunity right now to view the council, those who are going to be serving you next year. First of all, I'd like to introduce John Deeds, who will be serving as Vice President next year. John. Looking forward to working with John. We've known each other for about 3 years now, and looking forward to being able to work together. Secretary Treasurer for next year will be Kathy Cole. Thank you. The Seminary Council, which will have a lot to do with much of the life on the campus, will be composed of Bill Duke and Jay Lawson. The committees, which in reality make up so much of the Student Coordinating Council, sit the framework of the council is basically done by the work of committees. Some of those whom you have selected to chair these particular committees are the Arts Committee, Steve Jolly, Athletic Committee, Dave Robinson, the Chapel Committee, Clarence Byerly, Ethics Committee, Wanda Brown, Off-Campus Committee, Jim Norris, the Social Committee, Karen Bodenheimer, Student Welfare Committee, Curtis England, those whom you have chosen out of your ranks to represent you next year. First of all, the senior representatives on the council, Deborah Griffith, Emery Jones, and Mike Williams. Your middler representatives are Beth Collier, Ed Sansbury, who is back here working on the sound system, Peggy Stout. Your senior class certificate representative is David Kime. And your representative for Master of Religious Education is Nora Morris. And today, the general theme of what we've been talking about today has been community. As in the reading of the word from 1 Corinthians, as Paul is sharing with the church at Corinth, he's talking about the body of Christ. As we look at our community here, I think we can look at the fact that we have a unique body of believers here on this campus. We have much diversity on this campus, which I'm sure you're aware of. And it's my hope and prayer in the coming year and the years that ensue that we'll continue to have more and more unity within this diversity. We have to recognize that each of us come from different backgrounds, traditions, theological stands, sure. But within that, we can find that we can really add to one another. Probably at no other time will we have an opportunity to be with such a unique group of people, because we will go to churches or fields of ministry where the people will be very similar, I suppose. And they won't be quite as different as they are here. Many times, I'm sure we wish that they were much more similar. I'm sure a lot of times each of us have wished we were at a seminary where everyone was just like us, so that we could get along much better. But I'm glad we're here. And I'm glad I'm here, and I'm glad that we're different. Because I've learned more in about two and a half years here than I have at any other span in my life, simply because I've been stretched and forced to look at what I believe, what I stand on, particular traditions. I've been forced to look at others, and it's been a really exciting pilgrimage. As we look at what Paul said to the church at Corinth, it shaped some of the hopes and prayers which I have for you and for this campus and for the Student Coordinating Council. His prayer was that there would be no division among the body. And it's really a prayer of mine that even though we are diverse, we would not have division. Someone has said that if you aim at nothing, you're sure to hit it. And as a council and as a seminary next year, I hope that we're not aiming at nothing, but that we have some purpose in being here, and that we're aiming towards a purpose and some goals. And I trust that as the council begins to form and get on its feet and take shape, that we will set forth some goals. And as I was seeking the office of President Student Coordinating Council this spring, I noticed throughout the campus a feeling for a need of unity, more unity than is already here. So that I'm sure that that will be one of our underlying goals for next year. Paul challenged the Corinthians to care for one another. I'm sure that that's what we would like to have as our goal also, is a caring for one another. This will mean that many times we have to set aside differences, and I've had to do that. And it's been a redeeming experience for me to be able to have fellowship with someone who may be diametrically opposed to me on some particular view.
And Paul said, if one suffers, all suffers. He also says that if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. And I'm hoping that we, as a body, as a community of believers, can learn to feel for the other person and rejoice when the other person is honored. And as Paul concludes this particular aspect of his sharing about the body, he says that we are Christ's body and individually members of it. As I was reflecting on the Student Coordinating Council and its function, I was reminded of the fact that as a unique body of believers here on this campus, we have selected a very small group of individuals to represent us. It is our responsibility to represent you, to be your servants, to serve you in the coming year. In reality, you have given those on the Student Coordinating Council a particular function to do as a part of the body, a movable function, something that they're supposed to be doing in the coming year. And yet, they're not something different than you. They're still part of the body. It's their responsibility to seek you out, your needs, your interests, and your desires. It's also your responsibility as an entire student body, faculty, administration, to seek out the council and help make them responsible. So this is a challenge that I'm putting before the seminary, that you try to make the council responsible. And the challenge before the council is that you attempt with all that you have to be responsible to the seminary.
Shall we stand as we responsibly commit ourselves to community? Each of us has come from different backgrounds and traditions. We have different theological stances and emphasize different aspects of the Christian life. There will be the need at times to lay aside our particular value judgments as we respect the interests of other members of the community. As a community, we possess a particular personality which is determined by the contributions of each individual. In all that we do, we remain a community of faith. We covenant to continue working together that community may be a reality.
Let's pray. Father, we just thank you that we are a community of believers and that you've called us to this campus for a particular purpose. Now may the God of love, peace, and mercy continue to guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.